Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Song of My People, was written by Erwin Gonshack and is presented in observance of National Jewish Music Month.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the mountains. From whence shall my help come? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. A child in Hebrew school sings a song from the Psalms, and in doing so touches a musical chord which extends back through history, from the ancient cantillation of the five books of Moses through the characteristic chanting of the Torah by the children of Israel who lived during biblical days. Through the ages, wherever they have wandered, from the banks of the Nile to the steppes of Russia, the Jewish people have carried with them in their hearts and in their souls the Song of Israel. And this music has also had an odyssey of its own. Sometimes it has received a most wondrous elaboration, and sometimes it has been corrupted and almost lost to the people. But always there have been a few in every age who have taken up themselves the sacred task of preserving and transmitting the musical tradition from one generation to the next. This is the story of one such man, Gershon Ephrus, who devoted 40 years of his life to a singular effort to preserve and extend the special genius of the song of his people. And this is how it began, many years ago, at the turn of the century, in Sorotsk, Poland, with a young boy hearing strange sounds in his ears. Sounds he did not understand.
So, Gershon, tell me, you heard those sounds again last night?
Yes, Mama, like I hear you now, as clear as that. And sometimes, Mama, they're as sweet as your voice. Sometimes, sad, very sad.
That is indeed a serious problem which my young boy has.
I know, Mama. That is why I have told you.
Let's see now. Do you wash your ears well with plenty of soap and water?
Yes, Mama, I do. Sometimes three and four times. Still, when the night comes and I lie in bed listening, the sounds slowly creep into this ear, then into the other, then into both.
Through all those scrubbings with soap and water, and they're still there?
Yes, Mama.
And tonight I must change the prescription. Warm milk and honey. And then, Gershon, my little son, then I'm sure your strange sounds will disappear.
I hope so, Mama. It worries me. It makes me feel lonely sometimes.
Gershon, you're a little boy, not an old man. Come now, go to your brothers and sisters. I must finish the sewing.
Golden La 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 lo 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 Roshin kes mit manren.
Gershon, are you still here?
Oh, please, Mama, please let me listen.
All right.
La 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 lo 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 la.
Honey.
Mino Marabelioso Rumarabihanina Talmide Hahoamin Marvim Shalom Bolom Shinema.
Gershon, is that you by the door?
Yes, Papa.
Well, why are you at the synagogue? Didn't your mother send you on an errand?
Yes, to Aunt Sarah for some cloth, but...
But what? When your mother sends you on an errand, you go. It's as simple as all that.
Yes, Papa, I know. But when I was passing the village square, the wind was blowing from the north, past the synagogue. And it carried the voices of the students. And then your voice. And instead of going to Aunt Sarah, my legs took me here.
Did they, my son?
Yes, Papa. I have been listening to you read from that book.
The Talmud, my son. We are studying the Talmud.
Yes, Papa. It is like a beautiful song.
But when you listened, what did you learn?
Learn, Papa? I don't understand.
When one studies the Talmud, one learns something of the wisdom of the ages, of the commentaries of the great rabbis. And yet, Gershon, you listened, and you didn't learn anything?
Papa, I didn't hear the words, but the sounds. Your voice, it was like...
Like what?
Oh, nothing, Papa. I'll go to Aunt Sarah for the cloth now.
All right, my son, run along.
Papa, I'm worried. Gershon still hears the noises in his ears. He's ashamed to tell you, but he tells me every day.
Only a child's whim. That is how children are.
But don't you think we should talk to the rabbi?
What for?
Well, maybe he has some special remedy.
It's not necessary. Have you been giving him warm milk and honey every night?
Yes, Papa.
How many spoons of honey?
One.
Mama, three. Three spoons of honey. That will cure Gershon's noises. Gershon, is that you again by the door?
Yes, Papa.
Well, then you must come in.
I'd like to hear you blow the shofar, Papa.
It's a very special horn, Gershon. You must listen very closely to every note, because the sounds tell the story of the Jews.
They do, Papa?
When you listen first, you remember the offering of Isaac by Abraham, which symbolizes Israel's devotion to God.
Yes, Papa.
And then you must recall how the children of Israel received the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai while the blasts of the shofar rang through the air.
Why, will, Papa, always.
And then, with sadness in your heart, when you hear the shofar, you must remember the destruction of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem and exile and persecution.
Yes, Papa.
But one day the shofar will be heard throughout the whole world, with a call of redemption and peace and goodwill everywhere.
Oh, it will, Papa. I know it will. The music of the shofar is so beautiful.
Gershon, remember, first the meaning and then the music.
Oh, yes, Papa. I will remember. Always.
Kasher amor vayas Hashem lesoro kasher dibe.
Gershon, again by the door?
Yes, Papa. I'm going on the errand. I know.
Well, first come here, my son. Now, what did you hear when I read from the Bible?
I remember, Papa. First the meaning and then the music.
Well, Gershon, tell me, what did you hear?
A song, Papa. A song.
My son. My son.
Moshe, you are to be congratulated.
So you like the sukkah, yes? In such a booth did our people live when the Lord brought us out of the land of bondage to the promised land.
Moshe, who's talking about the sukkah? Your son Gershon.
What about him?
Moshe, you are the cantor. Didn't you hear him? While all the children were singing the sukkah songs, your Gershon's voice rose above all the others, like a sweet singer of Israel.
Yes, I heard. I listened. Gershon, come here.
Yes, Papa.
Do you like to sing, my son?
I do, Papa. Oh, but I also think of the meaning, Papa. Always I do.
Well, sing, my son. Sing to me.
This is the boy's life. When you go to the villages to sing the Sabbath services, you must take him with you. Gershon needs to sing the song of his people as he needs his daily bread.
Mama, I've thought of this. Yes, the boy has a good voice, but...
But what, Papa?
With the boy, is it a belief in our faith or merely a love for the song?
Oh, my husband, is there a difference? With you, it is both the song and the spirit, and so with your son.
Papa, even the horse and wagon sings a song. They must know that the joyous Sabbath approaches.
Remember, Gershon, you must be on your best behavior when we get to Yenshiva and sing the services. The congregation is a small one, a poor one. They cannot afford to have their own cantor, so remember, my son, we are on a very important mission.
Yes, Papa.
We are bringing our people's song to the Jews of Yenshiva, for their souls hunger for the music of Israel.
Oh, I know how they feel, Papa.
And remember, my son, the purpose of the song is for the children of Israel to get nearer to God.
Yes, Papa.
So come, my son, let us sing a joyous song as we travel to Yenshiva to meet the Sabbath bride.
La 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 la.
And so, with a great pride in his heart, the small boy journeyed with his father to the Jewish villages of Poland to sing the songs of Israel. The years went by. The young boy became a young man and was sent to study at the yeshiva in Brest-Litovsk. One day, having returned home...
Gershon, you've been home only a few weeks and now you're going so far away.
I must do this, Mama. There is no future for us here under the Tsar.
We know, my son. We know.
And, Papa, you were so right. A person needs to know his own heritage, to know that he has roots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I listen to the music of the West, and I am enthralled. But still, these are not the sounds that I heard when I was a small boy. And it is in those melodies, the song of my people, that remains always with me.
Yes, my son.
My friends speak to me about writing universal music. But I ask them, what is universal music? A song must first be true to a culture, a people. And then if it is good, it'll be appreciated by all people.
Yes, my son.
That is why I am so excited to go to Palestine, where I can study the music of our people at its source.
With the dream appearing as people's song in its biblical setting, Gershon Epress traveled to Palestine, where he obtained a position with Professor Abraham Edelson at the Institute for Jewish Music.
Here in Jerusalem, Epress, you will begin a systematic study of theory, harmony, and composition. And you shall have the post of assistant cantor and choir master at the school.
Thank you, Professor Edelson.
Also, Epress, there is some research I'm doing which may be of some interest to you. Come with me.
Professor, I have never seen anything like this in my life.
What is that, Epress?
Well, in this Yemenite synagogue, eight men stand around one book on all sides and read it together at the same time?
Yes, yes. They are poor people. And they have only one copy of the mystical book of the Zohar. So, as you see, they have developed the skill of reading it from many angles.
Professor, this is amazing.
We can learn a great deal if we listen to the chant of the Yemenites and other Oriental Jews. I feel that a thorough study of the traditional songs of these people will be of great value in helping us to understand the history of synagogue music.
Oh, the Yemenites indeed are an amazing people.
Yes, and vital for our research. Our music is rooted in the religious song of the Oriental Jew. A song which has faithfully preserved its antique character due to the forced isolation of these communities in the ghettos of the Orient.
Professor Edelson, it is a great privilege for me to work with you on this project. There is so much I want to learn about my heritage. Perhaps someday I can add to it and help to pass it on to generations yet to come.
For the next few years, Gershon Epress studied in Palestine and listened closely to the ancient notes of Israel's music. Then he came to America, and the dream of furthering his people's song continued.
Gershon, please stop walking up and down. Please sit down and drink some tea.
Oh, my young wife, your patience and understanding have been a great blessing to me. Please forgive me if I appear distracted at times. It's just that I can't...
Gershon, aren't you happy in America?
Oh, yes, yes. It's just that, well, for Jewish music, America should be a second Babylonia, a great cultural center. Instead, it's almost like a desert.
But, Gershon, you have introduced Jewish music in the Hebrew schools in America.
Yes.
And your work as a cantor... Well, surely, you are doing everything you can to improve the situation.
Oh, but Rose, I think of the future, of the great American cantors to come. And will they be familiar with the deep roots of our musical heritage? You know, great gifts have been given to me. In Poland, I was nourished by the wonderful treasures of the East European communities, and in Palestine, I imbibed the beauty and the simplicity of the Oriental melos. Rose, somehow I must find a way to pass on this heritage to the people of this land. As my father once brought the music of Israel to the small villages in Poland, yearning for the sacred song. Somehow, I must gather this music together into one source. Oh, it would take a lifetime. For the song is only in the memories of our people. It's not written down. And I'd have to search for this memory wherever it could be found. May the Lord grant me the strength to do so.
Live in a home,
Shmo V'yavo.
That, Ephros, was the Ovis, an old chant taught to me by my father. It is based on the motifs of the shofar and the cantillations of the Pentateuch. The famous Rabbi Meir of Rothenburg, who lived in the 13th century, is credited with composing it.
Thank you very much, Reb Shalom Ananova. I hope my asking you to sing all these hours hasn't tired you out.
Oh, Ephros, I know what you are trying to do, so I sing with all my heart.
Oh, yes, I know. Reb Shalom, the Chazanin from East Europe living in America possess a tremendous fund of musical treasures.
Yes, but it is all part of the oral tradition, and it will die if not preserved in our time.
Yes.
But you, Ephros, and your cantorial anthology are building a bridge between us and the new generations.
Oh, I hope so, Reb Shalom.
My son, you have become a familiar figure in our homes with your notebook and pencil. All the great Chazanim talk of you. Ephros, you are bringing order out of chaos.
Well, your words are very kind, Reb Shalom. But many people are helping me in many ways. My own congregation, Beth Mordecai. Even contemporary Jewish composers are writing for the anthology. The best of the past and the present must be preserved. The music, like the faith, must remain alive and fresh.
Listen to me, my son. You have undertaken a sacred task. In the field of cantorial music, you, Ephros, are Godol Bador, a great man in this generation.
And so for 40 years, Gershon Ephros hunted everywhere for the gems of his people. Libraries, music shops, synagogues, the homes of old Chasanim and Baalei Tefillah, ancients versed in the biblical chants. In 1957, the Herculean task was completed. The fifth volume of his cantorial anthology was published. With the cantorate the world over, it is now known as the five books of the cantorial Bible. He purified and cleansed his people's song, choosing the noble and the authentic, making sure that the original beauty remained, that the melodic line was bold and fine. Now in his 70th year, composer, cantor, editor, compiler, teacher, Gershon Ephros continues his work. As he has written, "May my efforts in behalf of Israel's sacred song be acceptable before thee, O God, my strength and my redeemer."
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Emanuel Green, spiritual leader of the North Shore Synagogue, Syosset, Long Island, and chairman of the National Jewish Musical Council of the National Jewish Welfare Board. Rabbi Green.
Jewish music traces its origin to the very beginning of Jewish history. It has been an influence upon the development of Western civilization. Its roots are biblical, its trunk medieval, and its fruits international. priests, Levites, cantors, composers, and singers have built this magnificent structure. Yet, the settings, the arrangements, and the musical notations are of comparative recent origin. Many have labored in this vineyard to bring the best in Jewish music to the widest possible audience. Cantor Gershon Ephrus has been one of the pioneers in this field. His anthologies will live as long as the Jewish people remain true to their cultural heritage. Cantors and singers will bless him even as they bless those who worship with him. Cantor Ephrus was one of the founders of the National Jewish Music Council of the National Jewish Welfare Board and has been a distinguished member of its executive board since its inception. His knowledge, his mature judgment, and above all, the sweetness of his personality have been a source of great inspiration to all of us. Cantor Ephrus has contributed significantly to the work of the Council in its efforts to make Jewish music serve as a solid bridge between the past and the present, between Europe and the Near East, between America and Israel, and to strengthen that bridge so that it may be a path for the enrichment of life. I am delighted to convey my congratulations to Cantor Ephrus on his 70th birthday and to join his many admirers and well-wishers throughout the world. This tribute is given appropriately as the 16th annual month-long Jewish Music Festival opens. Our festival theme this year is Peace and Brotherhood as Reflected in Jewish Music. Brotherhood and peace are man's greatest need today. Jewish music can contribute mightily to the realization of this, man's most precious yearning. Our tradition has it that there are gates in heaven open only to the voice of music. Cantor Ephrus has opened many a heavenly gate for all of us.
Thank you, Rabbi Green. Our eternal light drama today, Song of My People, was written by Erwin Gonchak. Cantor Robert H. Siegel was featured soloist and directed the liturgical music. Joseph Kahn was the pianist. Featured in the cast were Roger DeCoven, Bryna Rayburn, William Mason, Ronnie Gates, Alan Bergman, Guy Repp, Maurice Tarplin, and Lenore DeCoven. The narrator was Santos Ortega. This is Vic Robey. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. Portions of the program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.